The test also determined that I'm highly introverted, like 84%,
yes.
Which seems odd for someone who spends all day on radio and television.
Yeah.
Usually those you'd think are very extroverted people, but I don't know. Jesse Agler's with us. Jesse, would you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
Major introvert.
Yeah, me too.
Yet you're both
like probably more than 84%.
Hmm. But you're both on radio, both in both in show business, mm-hmm. so to speak.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, you know, this conversation, you know, I've had it a few times with people over the years, right? Because it doesn't make sense on its face, as you said. But I think my way of understanding myself and kind of explaining it to people is that, you know, the microphone is some kind of like barrier, right? In a weird way. Because it is, and this is going to sound obnoxious, but it's kind of a one-way conversation. Like when I'm talking to people on the radio, they're not talking back to me. So it's fine. I can just do my thing and go. But like, it is exhausting to me. Like I finish a game and it's like, I feel like this is pathetic, but like, I feel like I boxed 10 rounds.
We say the same thing.
That's more talking.
Yeah.
That's more talking than I do the whole rest of the day put together. You put me at like a dinner party, I'm the worst, man. I'm the least interesting
person.
Yeah,
me too.
I do not know how to make small talk. Like, you know what? This is a terrible thing to admit, but I will do so for you guys because we're among friends here. Like, I don't think I realized until my late 30s that like when somebody asks you a small talk question, you're supposed to ask it back to them after you answer it. Like, I didn't realize
I still didn't
that.
Know that. Is that, until
is I was
that
like
true?
38 years old.
So let's we'll walk through a scenario. We'll walk through a scenario. We're at a dinner party. So like a small talk question would be what?
Like, hey, what, you know, what do you have planned for the weekend? And
they're
like, oh, you know, we're taking the kids to this, doing that, blah, 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 blah. And in the past, my brain was like, okay, they have asked you a question.
Yeah.
You have answered it.
I politely answered the question.
Life.
Yeah. Why would I want to know what you were doing this weekend? That doesn't affect
100%.
My life at all.
And it's like in my head, I'm like, why do they care what I'm doing this weekend?
And I'm going to spare you from me asking that question because I didn't want to answer it. I just did. So I'm not going to be rude enough to throw it back in your face.
100%. Like, I have now done the work. I have done the heavy lifting for you. So I'm going to move on, you know, to like the bar or the,
the buffet, the shrimp platter.
Right.
That's so fantastic.
That is how it works. However, the extroverts, by the way, I could do 3 hours on this topic. The extroverts, they need more. Like, they need more and more and more. And it's like, it took me so long to understand, you know, how these little interactions are supposed to work. And Ben, I don't know if you can put a number on it, but like, in my mind, 85% of the people I interact with are extroverts. So it's like a really uncomfortable mm-hmm. universe.
Everyone in television,
like,
so extroverted.
Yeah. So it's like a really, it's a hard world to inhabit. And I swear to God, like I'm just now sort of learning how to navigate it with at least, you know how many people must think I'm a jerk because they're like, this guy never asked me any questions. And it's like, I didn't realize that was the thing until very, very recently. So my blanket apology to anybody I might have offended over the years with my terrible ability at small talk. I'm working on it. It's still not great. But it's a legitimate challenge. It's like a funny little thing.
You know what's even worse is being both. I'm both. That's the problem is you don't know what day you're catching me on. Am I catching him on an extroverted day or a day where he's like, don't talk to me. I'm not interested in what you have to say. That's the worst part.
I always said I'm an extroverted introvert.
Sure.
Like,
I used to be all extrovert. All extrovert.
That's
and now I'm like, oh my God, I'm tired of sound of my own voice. No, Jesse, it is funny that you say that. You feel like you boxed because I've got buddies that work construction. I got buddies who work 17-hour days and doing landscaping and stuff. And I always feel like an idiot. When I'm like, when I leave here, sometimes I have to like hold my eyes open when I'm driving home because I'm wiped out. I feel like an idiot. I've done hard labor before. It isn't the same. It's just a different type of work. But all right. So one of those things, like last night, perfect example. You're doing, how many games into the season are we right
70.
Now? 70 games in, Jesse. As cool as it is for the lights going out for 10 minutes, the way my mind works is, we gonna get this done? It's 10 more minutes I have to stay here until I get to go home to my cocoon.
You got a vamp.
And you got a riff for 10 minutes.
No 10-minute commercial
break.
It
was 3 minutes. It was 3 minutes.
Three minutes.
It was fine. It was
but you didn't know that at the time.
Announced. No, you didn't know how long it was going to go. But it was like, all right, you know, that guy, I don't know. In the moment, it didn't bother me, even though it was another kind of longer than it needed to be game. You know, it's kind of fun and funny, and the fans started going with the flashlights. I enjoyed kind of describing that on the radio. I think there's something there. But, yeah, I mean, look, as long as we're not getting into, like, a two-hour rain delay, fair. I'm cool. Because the odds are at some point on this East Coast trip this week, and I haven't checked the weather yet, but, like, going to New York and Philly in June. So we might have to deal with something, you know, this coming week. But, yeah, no, that actually, it's funny because my mind didn't go there for once.
You know, Jesse, if the Padres took a baseball personality test, they might have baseball personality disorder, because it feels like sure. Every other week they're a different team. This week they're a team that's hitting home runs, a lot of slug. You know, a couple weeks ago there was no slug at all. Sometimes they're a team that plays really clean defense. Sometimes they're a team that makes some interesting weird errors. There's been a lot of different Padres we've seen through these 70 games.
No doubt about it, and that'll probably continue. And the idea is that, you know, when the calendar flips from September to October, A, you're still playing, and B, you know, maybe or possibly for the first time all year, it all kind of comes together at once. That, you know, you're seeing the clean defense with the good starting pitching, with the good relief pitching, with the slug, with the on base. And, you know, if that happens, that's how you make a run. That's how the Arizona Diamondbacks got to the World Series last year. That's how the Philadelphia Phillies got to the World Series the year before. And, you know, the regular season in this playoff format especially seems to be about surviving. You know, it's great if you thrive. If you want to go and win 109 games, go ahead. Congratulations. That's a lovely accomplishment. Not an easy thing to do. It's impressive. Nobody's going to turn that down. But, you know, I just don't know. And it's only been a couple of years, so I'm not trying to make any, you know, grand pronouncements. But I think, you know, the idea now is survive the regular season, get in and get hot. And, you know, it's a little bit weird because it feels a little bit out of your control. It's not that you can necessarily like do anything for that to happen. It just kind of has to happen. And that is the nature of a playoff system in which you have this number of rounds and this many teams in. That is the reality of it. You know, for those of you who watched baseball before 1969, you had an American League and you had a National League. And the winner of the American League played the winner of the National League in the World Series, and that was it. And then from, you know, 69 for, you know, about, what, 25 years, it was, you know, the East winner versus the West winner in the playoffs, and then the World Series. And then we had the one wild card. And now we have really something that looks a lot more like the stuff out of other sports.
Yeah.
And, you know, the volatility factor is turned way up because of that. And so, you know, I don't know that Rob Manfred would scream this from the mountaintops, but it's hard to argue that the regular season has ever meant less than it does now. And look, I remember saying to you guys multiple times, you know, the last couple of years when we talked about this, there's going to be a year when an 81-win team, maybe an 80-win team, maybe a 79-win team is able to get into the postseason. And look, we got more than half a year to go, but it's sure looking like that could be a realistic, you know, end game here in 2024. We'll see. But I mean, the number of teams that are involved right now in the National League wildcard who are hovering right around or below 500, it's a long list. It's basically the entire National League. At this point, there's only two or three teams that are like out of it right now. And maybe that's what they wanted, but that's certainly what they got. And so, you know, look, again, I'm not suggesting that the best path forward is to go 80 and 82 and try and get hot, but that could very well end up happening for one of these teams.
Our pal Jesse Agler here on Ben and Woods this morning. And, you know, even stranger than that, too, is, yeah, you can get hot at the right time. And you can cruise even through the first two rounds of the playoffs. And then you can just go ice cold. You just never know.
Not only that, I mean, look at the Phillies last
the Phillies,
year.
Yeah.
After game two of the NLCS. Remember, they beat the Diamondbacks in the first
two
games at home.
They were unbeatable.
That place was they looked like they would never lose again. It was like, oh my gosh, this team is not only going to sweep this series, they're going to sweep the World Series. It doesn't matter who it's against. And then they're going to start off 80-0 next year.
Yeah.
And then the Diamondbacks beat them. I mean, it's look, every time we say that's baseball, I know it makes people want to, you know, punch a hole in the wall. But, like, it is. It is the dumbest sport in the best way. And, you know, stuff like that happens all the time.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Do you have a word for
Jesse?
Yeah,
we have a word. Paulie's got it called up. But I also have a dream. And it's been my dream for a while, and I know this is a huge challenge, so I can't force you to try to do it, but I would love to see it happen at some point before the end of the season, and I'm setting you up for success with this one, because okay. What I want is an incorporator that actually is incorporated into one of the game highlights, like a big moment of the game. So here's your word today that I think you at least have the opportunity to do so.
Sockdolager.
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 Sockdolager is a forceful blow or an exceptional person or thing.
Oh, wow.
And the added challenge, and not required, but should it present itself in the right
extra
opportunity,
credit.
The extra credit opportunity, is to get it in a moment that we will be replaying in our Padres wrap-up tomorrow morning because it was a key moment in the game.
Sockdolager.
Sockdolager.
Sockdolager?
I think play it again, Paulie.
Nope. Sockdolager.
Sockdolager.
Here's my only fear is it's like a 1-0 game with like an RBI double.
That's
you know,
it's not required.
Not required.
Yeah. But if we can get some slug, I got you.
That's what I'm thinking.
Your prize for doing it is that we won't come make small talk with you in the booth
ever
for the rest of until the All-Star break. I'm
going
to give you the rest of the All-Star break off.
Jesse and I just standing next to each other with
priceless.
No small talk is simply just
and
comfortable
totally comfortable
silence.
With it.
Yes, comfortable silence.
Totally comfortable.
Does that bother you when I pop in to say hello?
No, not at all.
You're lying.
Although, can I admit something and apologize?
Please do.
I don't. If it felt like I blew you off the other day on the field, and I'm sorry if it did. It wasn't even an introvert thing. It was I saw your face and you were walking towards me, and we were outside.
Yeah.
But still, all I could think of as you walked towards me
that
was,
I had.
Oh,
COVID.
I remember this guy had COVID a couple weeks ago. Yeah. And I was like, I gotta get out of here.
I can't tell you how much better I feel. I've been worried sick about it. I almost texted you, so I feel so much better.
Hey, man, we cool.
I should have texted you, but I also thought it would be funnier to talk about it on the radio.
Yeah,
it was.
I just feel a weight has been lifted from my soul. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, I'm hoping
I love all three of you.
I
love
Tatis or a Machado's Sockdolager.
Sockdolager. Stop saying Sockdolager.
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 Play it one more time, Paulie. You've been wrong every time.
You're wrong every time.
Sockdolager.
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 I want to twist it around, too. I like, you know, if we said, man, Fernando's been a real sockdologist lately.
That
Ooh,
works
sockdologist.
Too.
Yeah. Ooh, that's great.
An exceptional person or thing. That works too. All right, Jesse. Good conversation.
Oh,
we appreciate it.
You made my day. I love you. Thank you.
Sockdologist.
See you, Jesse.
Jesse Agler, voice of the Padres, joining us.